You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Bloomer Fire officials say the barn and meat shop involved in a Monday morning blaze have been deemed a total loss. Fire crews responded to the structures on Highway 40 at around 5 a.m. on Monday. They spent hours fighting the fire at the barn and meat shop, finally extinguishing it at around 1 p.m. They also say the home on the property connected to the barn and meat shop did not suffer any damage and nobody was reported injured. Officials have not yet identified the cause of the fire, but the investigation remains active. A Hudson man was arrested on Wednesday after authorities found a woman dead during a welfare check. According to a press release, the City of Hudson Police Department responded to Namakon Street at around 3 p.m. When speaking with a man at the residence over the phone, officers began to suspect someone inside was in danger. The man then refused to leave the residence and threatened to force officers to shoot and kill him. After hours of negotiations, the man exited and was taken into custody. The woman was found dead inside. A Chetek man accused of OWI and fleeing law enforcement is facing new charges in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 28-year-old Aaron Burgess was charged with bail jumping and operating while revoked on Tuesday. Authorities say they responded to a car crash on Monday, and a deputy recognized the vehicle that had crashed in a ditch as the one he had pursued through New Auburn in November. That chase allegedly reached speeds of 130 miles per hour. Burgess is set to appear in court next week. An Elon Musk-backed group is running potentially deceptive advertisements in the Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign. The group, called Progress 2028, has been running ads that appear to be messages of support for Judge Susan Crawford. The ads describe Judge Crawford as a progressive champion, but some say the true intent of the ads is to tie her to controversial issues like abortion and immigration to influence moderate voters. Musk-affiliated groups have spent millions in support of Crawford's conservative opponent, Judge Brad Schimmel. A bill that would give incumbent transmission facility owners the right to construct, own, and maintain new transmission projects got a joint hearing in the Wisconsin State Legislature this week. The Wisconsin Senate Utilities and Tourism Committee and the State Assembly Energy and Utilities Committee held a joint hearing on the measure on Tuesday. The legislation is being proposed in an effort to give the state more authority over power grid decisions. Those projects would still need to be approved by the Midwest Independent System Operator. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is proposing a broad incidental take permit for rare fish during planned statewide transportation projects. According to a press release, the permit would allow those projects to go forward with plans to minimize any impact on conservation efforts. DNR officials also say normal spawning timing restrictions would still apply if crews come across a suitable habitat occupied by one of those rare fish species. The agency will accept public comments on the incidental take permit until April 4th. Law enforcement authorities are looking for help from the community to identify a suspect in a Prescott vehicle theft. According to a press release, the suspect was allegedly seen stealing a backpack that contained the victim's wallet from the vehicle. They then used the victim's credit card at three businesses in the city. A security camera managed to capture footage of the suspect driving a white Ford pickup truck, but did not capture the truck's license plate. Anyone with information on the theft should contact the Prescott Police Department. The Barron County Property Committee says they have paused plans for an energy audit on buildings at UW-Eau Claire Barron County due to the federal funding freeze. The energy audit would have used $75,000 of grant funding to identify energy-saving measures. Officials say they planned to apply for another $150,000 of grant funding to more widely implement those measures identified in the audit. The committee's other options for the audit were using county contingency funding or not doing it at all. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to eliminate most renewable energy subsidies for solar and wind energy projects on farms. The bill, titled the Future Agricultural Retention and Management Act, would prevent taxpayer funding from being used to encourage developers to use those power sources instead of others. The legislation would not outright prevent developers from building wind turbines or solar panels. Tiffany says the legislation is meant to protect agricultural land for future generations. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking residents to help them keep track of black bear dens across the state. According to DNR officials, residents might start seeing signs or hearing sounds like squeaking or humming of new bear cubs at this time of year. If you do stumble upon the location of a bear den, you should stay at least 30 yards away while noting any tracks, scratch marks, or damaged plants. The DNR is asking residents to take a picture of the den if safe and report its location on their online survey. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota. Wisconsin had to work for it, but Greg Gard's team gets the job done as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, you find a way, you know, and I thought we had some decent looks from three. But the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th-ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is obviously when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am. I'm a fighter.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Valeria Baldwin says her husband Alex suffered so much guilt after accidentally shooting and killing someone on the set of the film Rust that he sank into such a depression he wanted to kill himself. The actor's wife says since the incident, he has had heart issues and multiple hospital stays. The information was revealed on the couple's reality show on TLC called The Baldwins. I'm not calling myself a hero, but now that I've informed you of this news, you don't have to watch The Baldwins. The Sound of Music turned 60 this week. It's a film pretty much beloved by all and is one of the top 10 grossing films of all time. Nevertheless, George Von Trapp, aka Christopher Plummer, was not a fan. According to the New York Post, Plummer complained constantly and thought the story was gooey, at one point referring to the title as The Sound of Mucus. A few years ago, star Julie Andrews shared that she felt Plummer was in over his head musically. Let's be honest, he probably just did the film for the do-re-mi. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance, the world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that hits theaters, In the Lost Land, stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind will be from the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 15. Tomorrow, sunny, 34. We're back to 40 on Saturday. By Sunday, sunshine with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.